I'm Marty Moscoe, and welcome to Radio Times. President Trump's pick to head up the EPA angered environmentalists, and his tenure dismantling environmental regulations has caused alarm among environmental organizations. But he has the support of the president, at least so far, even after coming under fire for his spending habits and requests, including first-class airfare, a questionable housing arrangement, questionable raises, his 24/7 security detail, and calls for a bulletproof SUV, a bulletproof desk, a private jet. Our guest Lisa Friedman reported in the New York Times that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly asked Trump last week to fire Pruitt. Well, we asked her to tell us more, and she joins us, and she covers climate change for the New York Times. Lisa Friedman, nice to have you with us on Radio Times.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Scott Pruitt made it through the weekend. Do you think he'll make it through the week?
He had a pretty rough week, but he has, as you said, the president's support. The president tweeted in support of him over the weekend. He told reporters that Scott Pruitt is doing a great job. And, you know, I think your question, will he make it through the week? I think everybody who covers Washington has decided it's probably a fool's game to try to predict what the president will do from day to day. But for right now, a wave seems to have passed, and I suppose everyone has to wait to see if more is going to come out.
Well, let me play. This is Senator John Kennedy. He's a Republican from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. He was on Face the Nation yesterday talking about EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. Let's give it a listen.
To the extent that you are, stop acting like a chucklehead. Stop the unforced errors. Stop leading with your chin. If you don't need to fly first class, don't. Don't turn on the siren on your SUV just to watch people move over. You represent the President of the United States. All of this behavior is juvenile. It's distracting from the business that we're trying to do for the American people.
Lisa, does he hold sway?
Absolutely. But I would also note that this kind of criticism of Scott Pruitt from a Republican is still a minority view. Most Republican, you know, we've heard Lindsey Graham offer some criticism as well. Senator Susan Collins, who did not believe is the only Republican who did not vote to confirm Scott Pruitt, also criticized his living arrangements, his travel, his security, his lights and sirens. But for the most part, Republican leaders in Congress and around the country are rallying around Scott Pruitt. Senator John Barrasso, who leads the Senate Environment Committee, which has jurisdiction over the EPA, just issued a press release this morning describing all of the good that he believes Scott Pruitt has done in helping to roll back regulations that his constituents believe have been onerous to them, and when it comes to the questions surrounding his ethics, Mr. Barrasso deferred to the White House and said, "We'll wait for the outcome of the review." I think you're hearing more of that than what you're hearing from the likes of Senator Kennedy right now.
I haven't heard the word chucklehead in I can't tell you how many decades, but let me ask you.
Chucklehead's a pretty good one.
It has a kind of ring to it. Lisa, let me ask you about your piece in the New York Times where John Kelly went to the president, according to your sources, to ask Pruitt, ask the president to fire Pruitt. Just how demanding, if I can put it that way, was Kelly?
You know, the tenor of the conversation is something I don't think I can speak to, but from, you know, from what we're hearing consistently from our sources is that there is, you know, that it's not necessarily Scott Pruitt who might be the loser in this tug of war. The president, as we know from our reporting and other reporting, you know, really likes Scott Pruitt. He likes the job that he's been doing. We quote a longtime energy lobbyist in our story who says, you know, if it comes down to John Kelly or Scott Pruitt. He says if this turns into a referendum on who is doing more for the president's agenda, Pruitt will win.
Does it tell us about the status of Chief of Staff John Kelly in the White House then?
Possibly, but there's, Julie Davis and I also wrote a story several months ago about an effort that John Kelly blocked of Scott Pruitt's to have public, possibly televised debates about climate change science. So there's been a lot of sort of blocking and tackling from the White House of some of Scott Pruitt's more controversial ideas, and I think it's a wait and see game to see who wins on this latest round of issues of concern.
Let me read a comment from Catherine. She says, the Pruitt agenda strikes me as counter to the mission of the EPA as a protectorate and his incumbent stewardship and raising questions about why he's head of the EPA at all. And it should be said he sued the EPA 14 times when he was Attorney General of Oklahoma. But it seems, at least from the president's perspective, he may be his most successful pick.
That is indeed what the president has said, and that is indeed his image. Carl Davenport, my colleague, and I did a story that ran Sunday, taking a close look at the actual work he's doing and whether or not it's been effective. And, interestingly, time after time after time, he's been set back in court. He's had to withdraw proposed regulation repeals and others because they're just not done the right way. And there's a lot of people both inside the White House and in industry who question how long lasting these changes that he's making are. The criticism of him from industry has been muted. It's growing from inside the White House, from senior aides, but there's definitely a growing sense among those who do want to see regulatory rollbacks, who are not environmentalists, who do believe that there have been too many regulations put upon industry from the Obama administration, that perhaps this EPA is more about press conferences than policy, and they worry that they are not seeing the lasting relief that they want because some of these rollbacks are not being done, it seems, in effective and lasting ways.
In fact, you write that the complaint was many of them have been poorly written and six have already been struck down.
That's right. There are conservative attorneys who believe that there are more to come that could be struck down in the future.
Does that mean that they've just been fast-tracked? Because certainly a lot has happened in the less than a year that Scott Pruitt has headed up the EPA. Or is there something wrong with the people writing the regulations at the agency?
No, I think it's a good question. I mean, so two different things have been posed to us. One is that, there was a real effort early on to make a statement, to show a clean break with the Obama administration and to deal with the details later, perhaps is what I've been told. And so that led to a lot of quick and dirty moves and executive orders and proposed repeals that followed up on that that were not as well done as they could have been. The other issue that we hear a lot about is a penchant for wanting to make things political and thus an easy target for Democrats to simply undo in a next administration. And those examples have been the administrator recently announced to the Heritage Foundation that he intended to change the way the agency looks at scientific studies. And it's deeply controversial. It has a lot of implications. Folks that we've talked to have said, look, there's two ways you could have done this. You could have quietly made changes, and perhaps those would have been longer lasting, or you could have, as Mr. Pruitt did, gone to a conservative think tank, made a political announcement, and made it an easy target for a next administration, the next Democrat administration to undo down the line.
Does that mean that we should ignore what is said and see actually what is done? And I'm thinking of things like the car efficiency standards or even dumping in rivers and streams, which sound worrisome and questionable. But should we not get – should we – are those distractions to what's really going on?
I think it's a mixed bag. I mean, you know, I think there are a number of people who feel that, you know, some of the regulation changes that he is making, you know, have not held up and may not hold up in the future. But at the same time, the Mr. Pruitt has been effective at sort of hollowing out the agency. I mean, no matter what happens with regulations, we've still seen more than 700 people leave the agency in a single year, hundreds of scientists among them. And those are lasting changes in that will take years to undo if that's the intention of a future administration.
And how does that compare to, let's say, the Obama or even the Bush administration?
Good question. I mean, you know, the Obama administration faced budget cuts from Republican-led Congress, but there was always an effort to add staff when people left. Increasingly, we're seeing people leaving positions and not being replaced, and that's new. The EPA is being eyed at being reduced to Reagan-level eras, and that means there are simply fewer people to do more jobs.
The EPA was such a punching bag during the campaign and even a punchline, if I can say that, for the president. From the president's perspective, though, is Scott Pruitt doing exactly what he was hired to do?
I think so. President Trump said during the campaign that he was going to reduce the EPA to little tidbits, and Scott Pruitt has made tremendous progress toward that goal.
And so, I mean, does that tell us then, in spite of all the scandals or allegations of scandals brewing around Pruitt, that his job is probably secure if the president is happy?
Again, I'm
asking you to get in the head of people
predict.
That. Yeah, I know. Not fair. Sorry, Lisa.
But just trying to understand the world we live in.
No, go ahead.
I don't think anyone could predict. I mean, you know, a lot of people have pointed out that Tom Price was the former HHS secretary who also had troubles regarding the private plane travel, private jets that he was seen taking. Did a little less than what Mr. Pruitt is being accused of doing, but also Mr. Pruitt has done a lot more within his agency than perhaps any other cabinet secretary.
Well, Lisa, hold on, only because we're going to take a very short break, and then we'll get back to our conversation. Lisa Friedman, and she covers climate change for the New York Times. We've been talking about Scott Pruitt. He is the EPA administrator, has been under fire. Much more after the short break. We'll be right back.